It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
All right, let's give out our phone numbers, Art. Our phone lines have just been jammed this entire program today, which is fantastic. I love talking to you about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective, which continues through this hour. Let's give out those phone numbers one more time.
Yeah, and Melanie's hanging there waiting to talk to you again. 421-1000 is the phone number. Toll free, 1-877-397-5666.
Okay, so Melanie, what we're talking about is you live in a home that was built in approximately 1977. You have what I call builder grade molding in the home, which is very common, 1-inch molding, and you've seen a dynamic change in the home when you painted out some of the molding in part of the house, and then you have walnut stain on a lot of the millwork and possibly doors, those kinds of things. And there's a discussion in your partnership, marital community, whatever you want to call it. And half of you is saying that you like the walnut stain of your partnership. And the other half is saying it needs to get painted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the thing is, too, I think we both would be on it after talking with you, but the how-to, and, you know, we're really good at projects on our own, but on those Levelord, it's quite a large, quadruple doors of closet doors.
Sure.
And then we have pocket doors.
Yeah.
We have two little pocket doors.
So let me back up, because, you know, for our listeners that just joined us. So one of the things that I was saying is that this builder grade molding is not the hand carved molding that you would see, or the large, more traditional moldings that you would see in a home in Magnolia, you know, one of those homes, turn of the century. This is builder grade molding from, 1977. And my point, which I want to finish, is that I just looked this up. In 1977, Sean Cassidy had a hit single, "Da Do Run Run." And I don't know if you remember that song, but all I can tell you is that there were songs that kind of made the list that you'll look back and you'll say to yourself, that's still okay. And so, you know, Hotel California from the Eagles came out. Timeless. You know, "Da-Do Run Run," not timeless. What I was going to say to you is this stained out builder grade millwork, why I'm on a rant about this is because so many houses have this, and I get these phone calls all the time. My husband doesn't want to paint it because it's wood. And I'm just going to sum this up because I mentally need to. You have the mullet of moldings.
The mullet of moldings.
Yes. So, and what I want to say is anytime, I live in the South End, and so I go to South Center and I see a dude with a mullet, I just want to say, please, here's a pair of scissors. Let me bring you kicking and screaming into the 21st century. That's what I want to say about these builder grade moldings that are all stained out in oak, pecan, or walnut. So thank you for letting me go on my rant. I feel better now. What I want to say is, did you drop my call?
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, she was bringing
Melanie.
Up the how-to.
Oh, Melanie
I'm call
sorry.
Back in.
Call back.
Art dumped you.
I'm sorry.
That Art.
Well, you've got 50 calls.
I know, but I was going to tell her some advice on how-to.
Sorry, Melanie.
So if Melanie calls back, we're going to push her back up because she wants to know how to do this.
All right.
Let's go on and let's go... Oh, gosh, we have so many.
I'm still on the mullet here.
I know. Okay, let's go to Mel.
To Mel?
Yes.
Okay, or Mel?
Merle.
Okay, Merle's there.
Yes, this is a very intriguing question. You have stain on bricks of a Tudor house. Go ahead, Merle.
Yeah, it's hi, Tammy. I'm really enjoying your show, and this has bugged me for years. I thought, why not ask you?
Thank you.
But I have a brick Tudor house, and the top upper window in the peak, it has like a drool from that window. It's a stain. It's like a leaching stain or something. It's very unsightly. It's been there since I bought the house, which is 25 years ago, and I don't know what to do about it. And it's very ugly, and I think if it were cleaned up, the house would just be happy.
Okay, so, gosh, that is an intriguing question, I will tell you, because here's the thing. Yes, it could be cleaned up. It's how it gets cleaned up that is mm-hmm. the conundrum, because is there a stain on the bricks, I mean overall on the house, that gives the house an overall appearance, or is
no.
it the natural
no.
stain of the bricks? All right, well, then we're off to the
no.
races.
It's like a drool.
Okay.
It's like a mistake or a leaching of the brick.
I got it now. No. Okay, so here's okay. where I'm going to send you to come up with, take photos, lots of photos. What
okay.
city do you live in?
All right. Seattle, Roosevelt area in
Perfect.
Seattle.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I want to send you in to a McClendon Hardware, and I want you to go into the home garden department, and I'm going to send you in there, and you want to ask for someone that's like in a management level, and they're going to tell you about the various stone cleaners that you can utilize using your own hose and attach it and clean it, and they will walk you through it. And also, these things will be environmentally friendly. I trust the folks at McClendon to come up with the proper cleaners for the specific type of brick. What I want you to do is take a lot of pictures, and I mean a lot, on your cell phone, your smartphone, and take them in with you so that they can see the stain specifically. And you are going to want to ask for a manager in the department. They're going to have the proper cleaner for your brick, and they won't steer you the wrong way. I love those people. They're really great. And we are getting so many intriguing calls, and Art's going to make me take a break. Our
yeah.
phone lines are jammed, but I will get to your calls.
421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
Picture this, the Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools, helping you to visualize your own personalized home makeover.
We wanted drawers, not doors in our kitchen, to get at everything easily. Sound Kitchen and Bath helped us to picture it, then find just the right ones.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will help you personalize your home. And with the rendering tools, you can look at some different styles ahead of time, so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
Como News Time, 11:14. Our Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, Art, I feel like a broken record. It is a miserable, miserable drive both directions on I-5 through Tacoma. Plan on a whole lot of extra time. They cleared the last blocking crash, but who knows what's going to happen next. And then you get to the ferries. They're pretty busy. Mukilteo Terminal, a two-hour wait. Edmonds Terminal, a one-and-a-half-hour wait. Kingston Terminal, a one-hour wait. This by Albert Lee Warehouse Sale. Don't miss out on their sale. It's underway this weekend, the Albert Lee Warehouse Sale. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly sunny today. Our highs will top out in the low 60s. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Como News. Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels, and I love my program. I love my show, and I want to talk to you about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. Our phone lines are jammed. Art, but let's give out our numbers one more time.
Yeah, let's do it. Get in line and, get on the air with Tammy. 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert. How can I help you today?
Hi. How come that you don't have any men call in?
Well, what, you're a man.
Well, you know what? Let me share something with you. I get to look at my Arbitron ratings, and I just answered this question the other night. Do you know what my ratio is, men versus women that listen? It's 50-50. So,
really?
Yes. So I know, and what's very funny is in my office during my day job, when we get calls, people, it may be the wife that's calling, but she says, I know this sounds crazy, but my husband listens every week to Tammy Michaels. He just loves listening to her. So, I hear from you, and if you listen long enough, we do take quite a few male callers. So my demo, 50-50, Robert, you're not alone. What's your question for me, sir?
Got a house built in about 1981 that, due to a bunch of circumstances, has fell into disrepair. There's a retaining wall that needs to be repaired or replaced. Sunken garage floor, sunken basement floor.
Okay, because we're short on time, so explain to me, where's the house, about how much is your house worth?
The way it sits right now, about $100,000.
That's what your house is worth?
If it's a fixed up, new, saleable condition, it's $250,000.
Okay. And so your question for me is, in what neighborhood is it in?
Kitsap County.
Okay. So your question is that it's in such disrepair, should it be torn down and rebuilt?
Right, or just rebuilt.
Okay. You know, the answer to your question is so complex that what you really need is you need someone to come out and do what we call a needs analysis. The problem is that you're in an area that we're talking about the amount of money it would cost to tear down and rebuild. The net gain, net cost of the house could be almost negligible. So I would say that if it were me, I would be trying to find a way to mitigate my losses. A lot of people find themselves underwater, and as far as the value of their home, you're right on that cusp. I'm going to tell you about a program called a 203K loan. A 203K loan is a building loan that a lot of banks, you Google it up, and it's a loan that will loan you the money to fix up your house. Either way, they will also provide you with people who come out and inspect it. Then they loan you the money to fix it up. So then it's amortized over 15, 30 years. It's a refinancing mortgage program. It's perfect for folks like you, because what it does is it puts you in a time capsule. You have to do it in a certain amount of time, and you can fix up the house, and then they'll tell you, they'll help you find a contractor, and they keep you on time, on budget. You're right on that cusp, though. If I were you, yeah, I would try to fix it up, and I wouldn't try to tear it down. Let's go to Katie.
Okay, where's Katie? There she is.
Hi.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Tammy. I have a home that is was built in 1922. We remodeled in 99. And within the kitchen, we opened up the kitchen. You know, obviously, it was room, and we exposed everything, meaning opened everything up. You know, it's an old farmhouse.
Oh, cool. But you gave it more of an open floor plan. Oh,
absolutely. Well,
okay.
Within the kitchen, we added some wainscoting, and I remember calling you regarding that many, many years ago to do it. And I'm just wondering now, it's about a 4-foot height wainscoting in the kitchen nook, and it's oak, you know, stained oak. It matches the cabinetry. And I'm just wondering, is it outdated now at the time.
Here's the difference between decorating and design. Okay. When I look at interior design, I look at the whole room. When you're looking at decorating, you're looking at your wainscoting on your walls. Okay. And I come back to this, and I give the metaphor of the lady with the switch plates. She bought these switch plates at the Bellevue Art Show, and every question, she was my client, every question she had was, will that go with the switch plates? Will that go with the switch plates? I'm like, can we just be over the switch plates and start? And they were cool, by the way. They were made by a metal artist.
Oh.
But my point was that I don't see your switch plates. I see the whole room. And so, Katie, now that you've blown out walls and you have a more open floor plan, you've changed the room. Would that wainscoting have worked when you were in a smaller kitchen in a more confined space and it had kind of a little country cute kitchen appeal? Probably. You've changed the entire dynamics of this room. So I'm going to say all bets are off on the wainscoting now in that kitchen. And okay. So I would say that you need to have someone that'll give you a professional opinion and, you know, pay someone to give you a couple hours of their time to give you some options. Whether it should come out or whether it should stay, you need to look at that room, though, in the big picture. If you're going to do it yourself, my bet is it's going to come out. Because you're looking at those whole rooms in their entirety, not specifically that corner. And that's what I would say to you. Does that make sense?
I believe so. You know, the kitchen itself has, we updated it with the granite countertop.
Sure.
And the backsplash is the stone. And the nook is beside it, essentially. And it's just, like I said, within the kitchen nook, so it doesn't surround the whole kitchen.
Yeah, but if it's distracting to the room as a whole, I would lose it. That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing this space now as you've remodeled it, as you've redecorated it. How does it look today? Not how did it look before? And here's what I would say. Coco Chanel, you know, she a quote, which I'm sure I'll botch, but essentially what she said was, if a woman is shabbily dressed, you notice the clothes. When a woman is impeccably dressed, you notice the woman. And my point is, do you notice the wainscoting in this room? Or do you notice the open, beautiful floor plan that you've now created? If you keep getting drawn to that one thing, it could be that you've just got on a garish blouse, a garish skirt, and it just, you're not seeing the beautiful woman. And so that's my point. If this is becoming a distraction, blow it out. Now you have a new room. And so I'm giving you permission to get rid of it. I think it's essentially what I'm saying.
All right. It's 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397-5666. Inside Out with Tammy Michael.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com. Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. The latest now with Judith Larson.
Well, we got a brand new problem in Marysville. Car versus barrier crash. Barrier looks pretty good. Car not too good. He's stuck up on the top of the barrier. South 5 at 88th. Note two accidents in Seattle. North 5 at State Route 900 still in the right lane. And a brand new one. North 5 at Lakeview. That's blocking too. Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly sunny. Highs lower 60s. And right now, 53 degrees.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories. She's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Okay, let's go to Ken, who has a question.
Oh, you got April.
Okay, we'll go to April. Okay, hi, April.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you just great. How can I help you?
Okay, thank you. We have a 1962 house that a lot of the pipes have been replaced. They're no longer galvanized, except for two of the three bathrooms still have the galvanized pipes. And one of them, you can hardly turn the water off without, it's hard to get the water to stop dripping. And I'm afraid if I really turn hard, I'm going to break something on that old brittle pipe.
Okay.
But right now, the budget to redo the bathrooms is kind of not there. But what do you think?
I think you're calling me with a dripping pipe, asking me to find a way to Band-Aid a dripping pipe, and there just isn't one. There just isn't. And, you know, part of home ownership, for example, if you were to make a claim to your insurance because you had a flood, I can tell you what the insurance adjuster is going to come out and say is you, the homeowner, had a moral, ethical, legal responsibility to protect the value of your home. And so what I would say to you is you don't have a choice but to get a plumber out there and look at, you know, what I would do is look at the worst case scenario and then I would look at the best case scenario. There's a plumber I like O'Neill, you know, no big deal, call O'Neill. I got to tell you, some of the other ones that advertise, they are when you look at the cost of what they charge, it's crazy. O'Neill's very fair. And I've had them work on my home. They're really great people. I give a major thumbs up. And they would work with you saying, I can only do this portion right now. They're not ambulance chasers. And I'm not even going to go there, but what I am going to say is there's a lot of people who advertise that are just going to hike up those prices. And I've gone and gotten two or three bids, and their prices were four or five times the price of their competitors. And, you know, O'Neill doesn't pay me anything. They're just good guys. They do a great job, and I would say they would work with you.
That's good to know. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got about a minute here. Do you want to go to another call?
Let's go to Ken with the kitchen.
All right, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi there, Tammy. Okay, the kitchen is all knotty pine, and we live near 35th and Fauntleroy, West Seattle. We have a view off of our kitchen, and we moved in here 52 years ago Monday.
To the exact day.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm wondering, would you paint the knotty pine or just keep it that way?
You know what? I would keep it. I really would. And that's not the mullet of millwork. You know, the mullet haircut.
Yeah.
Knotty pine is really cool.
And
I think people are putting it back in. So I'm going to tell you to keep it. I wouldn't get rid of it. I might upgrade the hardware and do something new with that and maybe look at a new sink and faucet. That's what I would do. I wouldn't get rid of that.
Put the power of Como News in the palm of your hand with traffic.
Paul Tosh in the Como Air Patrol.
Weather.
and live radio.
Como News Time 710.
The free Como News app. Download at comonews.com. Como News.
We start on the east side this morning.
Frequent news updates 24/7.
Let's check our headlines.
In-depth coverage when you want to know more.
Police are now telling us how this all started.
Important details, expert analysis, exclusive interviews.
So, what happens next?
Discussion of the day's news.
This is the way government is not supposed to work.
Making sense of the news. Como News 1000 and FM 97.7. This is Como News. Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. The Northwest's breaking news, traffic, and weather.
Coming up on Como News, latest on Marshawn Lynch. Taylor Van Cise will have the latest for you. That's straight ahead after ABC. It's 11:30.
The nation's first African-American president is about to speak at the 50th anniversary of the incident known as Bloody Sunday, when police clashed with participants in a civil rights march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. President Obama is being joined by his family, former President George W. Bush, and about 100 members of Congress. Participants in the 1965 march are being given the Congressional Gold Medal. Protesters gathered outside Dane County Police Department in Wisconsin after the shooting death of a black man by a police officer. Police say the man attacked the officer. It's raining in Anchorage, Alaska for today's start of the Iditarod sled dog race.
Folks that are competing in this event, they're prepared for anything. This is more of an issue for spectators than it is for the competitors.
CEO Stan Hooley says 78 mushers are taking part in this year's event. Most of the nation returning to daylight saving time early tomorrow. Remember, you spring forward. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News time, 11:31, sunny and mid-50s around all of western Washington. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. I'm Taylor Van Cise. Lynch is coming back to the Seattle Seahawks. Marshawn Lynch, or Beast Mode as most folks call him these days, is back under a restructured contract for the 2015 season that's going to pay him $12 million, according to his agent, Doug Hendrickson. Lynch agreed to the new deal Friday after meeting with Seahawks officials. Hendrickson says the deal adds two more years to Lynch's existing contract that went through the 2015 season, but gives him a significant pay increase for next season, and that's what's gotten fans quite excited. Police in Marysville say a man arrested after a bank robbery Friday evening was just about 100 yards from the bank when a police canine found him hiding in some bushes. Commander Rob Lamoro says police were able to respond quickly because of a 911 hang-up call made by a Home Street Bank employee while the robber was still in the bank. The robber pointed a handgun at a bank employee, demanded money, and then ran. Police arrested a 22-year-old Texas man who was found with a handgun and a large amount of cash. Lamoro did not identify him, but said he was sought on a felony robbery warrant out of Texas. He's now booked into jail on investigation of first-degree robbery. U.S. Homeland Security agents have arrested a 67-year-old Everett man accused in a child pornography investigation. Andrew Evich was convicted in 1974 for murdering a 6-year-old boy. He's been in and out of prison several times since then. This latest arrest came Thursday. Homeland Security agents say Evich posed as a 13-year-old boy and trying to get others to send him sexually explicit pictures of children through a peer-to-peer file-sharing program. Shannon Henderson pleaded guilty to charges of wire fraud and identity theft this week after prosecutors say she filed fraudulent tax returns while she was already behind bars. U.S. Attorney Annette Hayes says Henderson made $56,000 off of 150 tax returns in a 5-year span ending last year. Henderson apparently got the personal information of non-convicts by becoming pen pals with other convicts already around the country. She'll be sentenced in May. And we're learning that in Idaho, you cannot mix alcohol and 50 Shades of Grey. Authorities there say that movie theaters serving alcohol cannot provide drinks during showings of the erotic blockbuster or any sexually explicit movie. One theater owner tells the Idaho Statesman newspaper that there are some PG-13 films that would also qualify as explicit. Two Idaho theaters have been warned by the state police. Como News Time, 11:34.
And our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s with Judith Larson. Carson.
Well, now Seattle's taking its turn getting all bunched up. We have that crash northbound 5 at Mercer. It's in the left lane, but it's starting to have an effect. You're backed up past Albro. We still have that crash also in Seattle south of that. North 5 in the right lane at State Route 900. That, however, is not stacking up as badly. That car versus barrier situation is a hassle. That car is stuck up there on the barrier. South 5 at 88th in the Marysville area. That's causing quite a slowdown because it's something to see. Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
I am Tammy Michaels. Art, let's give out our phone numbers. Come on, you have something ugly in your house?
Yeah.
I know who you are.
You're out there.
And I want to talk to you because I know where to find just about darn near anything you need for your home. I know how to find a good contractor, subcontractor. Perhaps, you know, you're starting to look at the outside of the home. This is the time of year that big remodeling projects start. And it's usually around June that I get a phone call that says, I knew I should have called you, Tammy, before I started this whole thing. And now, and then you've got a long list of problems. Come on, just call me now. I've been doing this a long time. I'm here to help you. Help me help you. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm impossible to reach otherwise. I really, truly am. Unless you call, that is how you're going to get an answer to your question. Emailing me, Facebook messaging me. I'll do my best, but no promises. It's probably not likely. I just get too many. Mm-hmm. But here, each and every Saturday, I am a captive right here.
Right. We've got her locked in her chair right here to talk to you.
They do. They do. All right, let's give out our phone numbers.
It's 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. 1-877-397-KOMO.
So, speaking of locked and chained, I went and saw 50 Shades of Grey. And
oh,
I came
yeah.
in this morning and I said there were things that I liked about the movie. And I heard horrible reviews. And my buddy, who I read all of his blogs and, you know, about movie reviews, Brian Tybel. We all remember Brian Tybel
yeah,
around
sure.
here. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And, he just hated the movie. And I just heard, you know, reviews about it. That
Brian,
how boring,
the movie guy.
Brian,
yeah.
the movie guy. How boring it was. And, you know, but I... The reason why I love the movie was something that I hadn't heard anybody talk about, which is the interior design in this movie was off the rails. It was so gorgeous. And people were saying it says, well, it's depicted in Seattle and a lot of it's in Portland. It's depicted in both. It shows, you know, Portland, the Tacoma area, and Seattle. But there's a building that I had the privilege of viewing that they highlight in mm-hmm. the movie, which is the Escala, which are these high-end luxury condos. And I don't believe that the set of 50 Shades of Grey is, in fact, a condo in that building.
Yeah, it's probably a soundstage somewhere.
It's probably
yeah.
a soundstage. But yeah. what I will say is the interior design, as it relates to the Northwest and contemporary/little bit transitional design, was elegant. And so I remained riveted with the movie.
How about other action up
and
there?
And I just loved it because of the interior design. And it's something that I see in movies. Meet Joe Black, one of my favorite movies. Why? The interior, exterior, architectural design in the movie. I love that movie because I love that.
That was a big old house, wasn't it? Wasn't that a big...
There were many houses.
Yeah.
There were luxury penthouses. There were houses in it. It was a beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm.
And but... You know, that the Hotel Grand Budapest, or I'm sure I'm saying the name of it
yeah,
wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel. Again, the scene becomes, and I heard the director interviewed, it's part of the characterization that they were depicting and the colors and so forth. But 50 Shades of Grey, if you love gorgeous, elegant, exquisite interior design, go see the movie. There's naked people. There's, you know.
Just look past that.
Well, maybe you like that too. I don't know. I liked the movie because I love the interior design. So, from an interior designer's perspective, way thumbs up on the movie. That's the, I'm the only review I've heard that gives it that. The floors in Christian Grey's living room, large stone, and it's like the Northwest. We don't think of stone floors in the Northwest. Elegant, sophisticated, timeless, gorgeous. Loved it. So, yeah, there's my review of the movie.
All right.
All right. So, let's go on and give out our phone numbers because our phone lines are just lining
421-1000 or toll-free at 1-877-397-5666. Where do you want to go here, Tammy?
Oh, my gosh. We've got all kinds of things. Let's go to Beth. She has a question about bathroom sinks. Beth, are you with us? Put her back on.
I am.
Okay, ahead. Go ahead, Beth.
I'm looking for a place to buy high-end, fancy bathroom sinks.
Okay. Well, I would recommend that you go to Ferguson in Bellevue showroom because they will have an expansive showroom that you can see lots of sinks and comparisons. Make an appointment. I would also recommend you make an appointment with Bud. He's my guy over there. He is the designer extraordinaire. Make an appointment with Bud, and because you can't just walk in and have people wait on you. It's really not that way. You can, but they're going to ask you to come back and make an appointment. And then somebody will go through the catalogs online. They'll show you what they have in the store. You'll be able to see tons and tons of product. Gorgeous. Can't recommend anywhere else as much as I would recommend that. Let's go to Patricia. She has ugly ceramic tile on her fireplace. Hi, Patricia. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning, Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Precisely. It's what I live for.
I know. So I have a gas fireplace, and the tile surrounding it on the base is a blue-gray, which was the color scheme in the house when I bought it. I've changed it all out to golds and browns. And would you recommend painting, or would that be a call to daily? Or do you know of someone that does facing of fireplaces? I don't want to do it myself because I'll make a mess of it.
So you're looking for a company that would... first of all, I would not recommend painting tile. And I just really wouldn't. The probability that it's going to come out okay, I'm not. I just think there are just so many better options. It's going to be your least expensive option. If I were going to send you somewhere to look at painting your fireplace, I would send you to a Ben Moore, because I would want you to come out with the right type I would like it to be properly prepped, and then the selection of paint, I just believe you would come out with a result you would be happy with if in fact you painted it, which I don't recommend that you do. But if you did, I'd go to Ben Moore, because I really am in love with the paint that they have and the quality that would adhere to such a surface. All right, moving on. As far as retiling it, yes, you can retile it. I guess I'm not understanding your question. Are you looking for where to go look for the tile?
No, I could go to a showroom and pick out tile, but I don't like the 12 by 12 square tile look on the face.
Neither do I. I like the 12 by 24s. I like them so that they're either vertical or horizontal. But I don't like the squares and as much, you know. I mean, people still do it, but I'm more of a 12 by 24. That's going to bring it forward and look more fashion forward and give you a look that I believe you would like.
Okay. What about stone facing, rock facing?
Okay, stone facing is a good option. It's going to be expensive, in the thousands of dollars.
Okay.
So if that is an appeal to you, then I would say that you would be able to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. It was a great call. Let's go Oh,
got a break.
Okay.
Then we'll come back.
Our phone lines are just jammed.
Yes.
So I want to make sure we get to everyone.
Yeah, we will. We'll get to your calls. 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-COMO. It's 1144 right now, and our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours with Judith Larson.
Well, a little bit of good news. That traffic jam northbound 5 through Tacoma is still there, but it's starting to ease up a bit. But southbound is just awful because of those earlier collisions. 5 curves to well past 8 Route 16. You're barely moving. In Seattle, looks like that crash north 5 at Mercer in the left lane is causing quite a backup there. They're in the process of moving it off to the side. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Mostly sunny today. Our highs topping out in the low 60s. Right now in Seattle, it's 53 degrees.
Picture this. The Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
Luxury should do more than just look good. Brizo Kitchen and Bath offers a beautiful range of fashion-forward products that will delight your eyes and refresh your conscience. Using H2O Kinetic and hands-free technology that control volume and velocity to create the ultimate functionality, blended with focused conservation. Brizo, gorgeous kitchen, bath, and shower systems. Available at Ferguson Showrooms.
Shop Ferguson!
Now, back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
All right, we are back. It's 1147 right now, Como News Radio and Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. You have a question?
Yes. You were talking last week about redoing on bathtubs.
Yes, sir.
Homes.
Yes.
And I did not catch who it was, and I wanted to know what you thought. I know you like your guy, but compare them to like these bath bitter people.
Okay, they're lovely people.
Can you? I can.
I weigh in as a designer's opinion, and I'm sure they're all lovely people. When I look at them in anybody's home, I think of Tupperware, and I don't want to burp my tub. So I think it looks like a plastic retrofit over a gorgeous tub. If you have a cast iron tub or even a deep tub that is made out of one of the poly fiber blends, they're made out of a million things. You are better off recoating that tub, keeping your deep tub, keeping the tub from going into the landfill, busting it up. And I've yet to see a tub that, if you compare a recoated tub to the burping, and there's a whole bunch of companies that do this, not just the one that advertises the most. It just looks like a cheap plastic Tupperware over the tub to me. You're asking me as an interior designer. And there are people that do it all the time. They can also reshoot this same, it's Bath Crest that I like, B-A-T-H-C-R-E-S-T. Think of Crest like the toothpaste. And they can make it white. They can make it Tiffany blue. They can make it gray. They can make it taupe, whatever you want. And they can do the tile too. So I love that as an option. I have yet to see a tub I want to burp and like. That's okay. Just, you asked me, so that's my opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like your advice. I listen to you all the time, so you're
great. Thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure that I was somebody else talked about the other people, and I thought, well, I was kind of leery. I looked online on them. I got kind of leery about them.
Yeah, so. Well, you know what? I'm sure they're lovely people. They do a lot of work. And, you know, I get invited to a Tupperware party still here and there. But, you know, Rubbermaid's a good company.
Yeah.
Tupperware's a good company. I just don't want a tub that looks like one. That's just one girl's opinion. All right, let's go to Sherry. Has kind of an interesting question. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. You inherited a bunch of furniture. Girl, what are we going to do?
Right. And it's been in storage for a long time, and it's interesting furniture. I think very well made, probably French provincial, something in that line. And I would like to bring it into my bedroom and use it. However, the headboard and footboard are for a twin-size bed, and I have a queen-size bed. So I'm wondering if I can buy something else that would complement it, or what do I do?
Well, unless it's highly prized, expensive French provincial furniture, you know, from the 17, 1800s.
It's not.
All right. I'm going to tell you it's probably sentimental, and that there are a lot of consignment stores all over the area that will resell those, and they'll find a new home, probably a little girl's bedroom, and they will be loved and cherished and won't end up in a landfill. As far as going with furniture that's going to be complementary to the French provincial style, what color is the furniture painted or stained?
It's a light color, so I want to say like maybe a maple, a light maple.
Oh, okay. So in other words, it's not white that looks like the, you know, canopy top bed that I had when I was a little girl, which I loved and treasured, but would be somewhat novel to try to work in. So you know what? I'm gonna say that this is going to make for a somewhat eclectic room.
Mm-hmm.
And I would state that there would be things you could pick up and drop. So in other words, you know, perhaps some crystal chandelier type of light fixture or candelabras in the bedroom so that you pick up that feeling. And then, you know, mixing in some other lines that are a little cleaner. It's mixing and matching so that everything doesn't feel like Marie Antoinette is coming back and haunting your bedroom.
Okay.
Because unless you're going to go all in, going partially in, here's what I would recommend you do. I would do a Google search which says eclectic French provincial bedrooms. Do a Google search and get on house pages. Prepare yourself to spend approximately 2 or 3 hours online. But what you're going to see is exactly what I'm talking about. Contemporary mix with these traditional pieces. One of the things that I love most is, I don't know if anybody has seen the new Ellen DeGeneres design show, but I think it's fantastic because one of the things that Ellen says, which is my opinion too, is why do you have to stick with one style? You can mix things together. It's how you do it. Mm-hmm. It's does this talk to that and talk to the other thing. That's why I use my saying, the pick up and drop. If you're going to have French provincial dresser and possibly some nightstands, then you're going to want something else French provincial in the room too. Like maybe the light fixture. You put in a small, not overwhelming chandelier, and then you start mixing in some transitional rugs and bedding. You know, that. So it's a pick up and drop. But going on Houzz and Pinterest and just spending some time, you're going to see how rooms like that can work. And just be open-minded. Keep yourself open.
Okay. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
If Ferrari, or better yet, Tesla, were to design your shower, you know what? Even they'd fall short. Only Brizo brings high performance and environmental consciousness to the shower. Introducing H2O Kinetics by Brizo. Brizo's innovative spray pattern provides optimum coverage while retaining heat, offering the feeling of a high-flow shower while using less water.
Brizo is the top of the line.
The source of elegance. Visit Brizo.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic, traditional style to a clean and contemporary, savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
If Ferrari, or better yet, Tesla, were to design your kitchen faucet, you know what? Even they'd fall short. Only Brizo brings high performance and environmental consciousness to the kitchen. With Brizo, enjoy water conservation and a healthier kitchen with the reduced spreading of germs through Brizo Smart Touch technology.
Clearly the prettiest pony in the show. Brizo is the top of the line.
Visit Brizo.com.
AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
With a brand new crash, where else in Tacoma? Southbound 5, left lane near Meridian, adding to all the other traffic jams we have there from earlier crashes. Don't miss the Albert Lee Appliance Warehouse Sale today and tomorrow. Come prepared, because if you don't buy it, the guy behind you will. Albert Lee Warehouse Sale this weekend. Judith Larson, Como News.
Mostly sunny, highs lower 60s right now. It's 53 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
I do. And you know what, Art? A lot of folks know that I'm very involved in veteran causes. I have the privilege of serving on the board for the USO Northwest, and it's an honor and a privilege to be associated with veterans each and every day and to work in cooperation with military organizations. And in case you don't know why I care so deeply and am I feel so committed to our troops. I'm the daughter of a first sergeant from the 101st Airborne, and his favorite job was he was a drill sergeant, so you can imagine how I was raised. He was a single dad, and he was a tough cookie, but I'm really glad that I was raised the way that I was by him. And, you know, my son Blake, and who three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and my nephew Kevin, whom unfortunately I lost after he was gravely injured from an IED. But what I want to take a minute and I want to say something, because I never know who's listening. And my son was medically retired in the last couple of weeks, and from his injuries in Afghanistan, which were pretty significant, and by the VA rated it 90% disability, and. You know, he's going to be okay. He has a great family. He has a lot of support. He's going to be all right. But I'm going to throw this out there, because I am a mom who can pick up the phone, and I have cell phone numbers for 1, 2, and 3-star generals. I know the people at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I'm just going to throw this out there, because I never know who's listening. What we currently do to our military, we're in there in this gap period where from the day my son retired till he's going to get his paycheck, we don't know how long that is. So he has a mom and a stepdad.
It's a real limbo, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. And this is a deserving young man. I'm not calling him out in his circumstances, because my husband and I will help bridge that gap. What happens to all the young people who get out of the military and their mom or their dad don't know a general? What happens for those who, you know, don't know someone at the department? He got online for unemployment and they said, well, you're retired. You're not unemployed. He is. He's medically disabled. He is unemployed. And the hours and hours and hours of paperwork and the lack of helpfulness at every level. What a broken system. Shame on us. Shame on us. Because I'm seeing it firsthand with my son. And we will help. And I will make those phone calls. But I'm going to talk more about this. This system is beyond infuriating and it's beyond broken. And we learned from our Vietnam vets and we haven't done a darn lot about it since then. I know it's better than it used to be. But folks, it's got to get better. We got to do better than this. And I'm going to have people on and we're going to talk about this. Because it's not fair. They deserve more. And that's all I want to say, and I want to say make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind, and support our troops.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.
Latest on Marshawn Lynch. We'll have that coming up in our local news after ABC covers the world. It's 12.